Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. We want to thank God for his goodness to us, his mercy, his long suffering. Thanking because we know that he is God. Besides him, there is none other. I know that many of our hearts are grieving this morning, but we still have the work of the Lord. Amen. We still have the work of the Lord, and we thank God for that work. Drawing, Brother Irene. We thank God that he has allowed us another privilege and opportunity to be here in the house of the Lord one more time. As we gather in his name, we gather to praise him and to glorify him for who he is and what he has done for us, knowing that he's able to bring us through any situation. He's able to help us, to carry us through. Let us look to the Lord. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We want to thank you for your manifold blessings this day. We want to thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your hand of love and mercy extended unto your people. Lord God, you truly have been good to us. You have blessed us. You have been with us down through the years. You brought us a mighty long way. Although, as sister said, our hearts are a little heavy this morning, we still thank you, Lord God, because we know that you are God, and beside thee there is none other.
Amen.
And we serve a God who does not make mistakes. No matter how hard it is, dear Heavenly Father, to lose a loved one, we know, Lord God, you do not make mistakes.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Lord, as it was said on yesterday, you've made a decision. And you took our dear brother, Lord God, on to be home. So, Lord, our heart says amen to your will.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Father, as we gather in your house once again, we ask in the name of Jesus that thou will be with your people in a mighty way. We pray, Lord, that you would look down upon each and every one with favor. Remember our dear brother PJ, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his sisters, Cherie and Sierra, dear Father. Remember their mother, Sherry, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless them and be with them, Lord God. We pray that you would comfort them as no man can comfort them, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, that you give them peace in their mind, spirit, soul, dear Father, and in their body, dear Father. Oh, Father, help them to know, dear Father, it's all right if they weep.
Yes, Lord.
Because you gave us tears, dear Heavenly Father. But you said weeping endure for a moment, but joy.
Yes.
Cometh in the morning. And so true joy is mine, dear Heavenly Father, this morning. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless this congregation in a mighty way. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for all the saints who are gathered here this morning and ask your blessings upon them. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember Sister Holmes, who is online, dear Father, unable to get out. But we thank you, Lord God, that she is online and listening in, dear Lord. We pray likewise that you would remember her family as they care for her, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for her spirit, her wisdom, dear Heavenly Father, her knowledge in your word, dear Lord, and ask that you would bless and continue to be with her. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Carol, who is with us this morning, and ask your blessings upon her. We thank you, Lord God, if you allow her to see this coming Tuesday, she'll be 90 years old.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God, for blessing, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, as she said, for each and every day of her life that you have blessed her, dear Lord. We ask that you would continue to be with her, Lord God. Give her the strength she needs to run on this race that thou hast set before her. Likewise, remember her sister, Sister Regina, in a special way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember her, Lord God. We thank you for her. Ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would be with her, dear Heavenly Father, in her home, dear Father. She's asked us many times to remember the community in which she lives due to various things that are going on. And, Father, we lift them up to you this morning. And we ask in the name of Jesus that thou would bless. Father, likewise, we ask that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father, all of our brothers and sisters who have gathered in your name. We thank you for Brother Levester, Lord God. We thank you for Brother Reggie, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Sister Smith, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for Brother Mann, dear Heavenly Father. Sister Blake, Sister Millicent, Sister Melita, all the saints of God, Brother Brandon, Sister Chanel, Lord God, and little Lauren, dear Father. Thank you for Sister Melita back in the media room, Lord God. Thank you for the children being out today, Lord God, in the Sunday school. We thank you for that. Father, we ask a special prayer upon Brother Byron, Lord God. We know, Lord God, he's taking it a little hard, dear Father, but Father, we ask that you would be with him, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty way. We pray likewise. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Francine, dear Father, what you brought her through. And we ask that you would continue to bless. Remember all of our brothers and sisters who have called in, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister June Webb, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless our dear sister. Father, we know she has to work today, dear Heavenly Father, but she wanted to be tuned in, dear Father, to the message, Lord God. Father, we've heard her many times ask us to remember her families in a special way, Lord God. Remember her companion, Lord God. Remember her daughters, her grandchildren, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, her brother in Detroit in a special way, Lord God. We thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would bless her in every way that she stands in need of. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister India in a special way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask your continued blessings upon her as she grows in grace and in the knowledge of thee. Likewise, Sister Kiba, Lord God, we ask that you would remember her too, dear Heavenly Father. We're trusting, Lord God, all things are well with her and her daughter, dear Father. We know her daughter had surgery, Lord God, but we haven't heard anything. But we're just trusting, Lord God, everything went well. Father, we ask this morning, likewise, that you would remember our police officer, dear Heavenly Father, Officer Todd. We want to thank you for Officer Todd in a special way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing him, Lord, to be with us, dear Father. We understand, Lord, that you blessed him with a promotion, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon him when he's out there on the streets, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over him, Lord God. Keep him safe along with the other police officers, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his family, Lord God. Remember his children, dear Father. Remember his companion in a special way. Oh, Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We saw Brother Mann come in. We heard him when he said, one more time, one more time. And so we thank you for one more time. Because many didn't get one more time, Lord, this morning. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us one more time to be in the house of the Lord. And so, Father, we come into your house. And yes, we have gathered in your name to praise you, Lord, dear Father. Oh, we may be a little heavy in heart. We may be heavy in spirit, Lord God, but we come to praise your name, dear Father. We came to give glory, dear Father. Father, we want to thank you likewise for Sister Lillian, dear Father. She's not able to be with us, Lord God, but Father, she's online, and we thank you for that. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon dear Sister Lillian, Lord God, and what you brought her through. We know, Lord God, that Sister Lillian has a testimony, dear Father. And oh, Lord, we're waiting to hear that testimony of all that you have done for her and how you have brought her through, dear Heavenly Father. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Look down upon her with favor, Lord God. Be with her in her home. Remember Victor Jr., Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. Remember the request, Lord God, for her neighbor, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for him, Lord God. Praying for lost souls everywhere, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless and be with them. Father, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you and honor you this morning. We want to give you all praise and glory due unto your name, dear Father. We ask that you would remember, Lord God, our world and the condition in which it is in. Remember our president, our vice president, all of our Congress, our judicial system, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for mankind everywhere and ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would speak to hearts, dear Father, ask that you would have thine own way. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning. We ask that you get the glory out of our lives. As we said, Lord, we thank you for the children being here. Thank you for how you have blessed them. We ask, oh, Lord, that you would continue to be with them. Remember their parents in a special way, Lord God. Oh, Father God in heaven, if there's anyone we've forgotten to pray about, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you remember, Lord God, each and every one of our brothers and sisters. Remember Brother Maurice and Sister Laurentine downstairs, Lord God, as they minister to the children. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for them and ask your continued blessings be upon them. Father, we can't thank you enough for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. As we go through these remaining days, dear Heavenly Father, help us, Lord God, to rejoice in thee. Help us to know, Lord God, that you are God and beside thee there is none other. Lord, remember the request of Sister Regina for her daughter Debbie, her upcoming surgery in April. We just ask that you would bless. Now have thine own way, dear Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you look down upon us with favor this morning, that you give us, Lord God, the grace and strength and mercy, dear Heavenly Father, to make it through this day. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and all glory and all honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Look in your bulletin. You should have a song, Sanctuary, inside your bulletin.
Praise our God.
Always want the Lord to be our, we want to be the sanctuary for him. We want his will. We need him to prepare us.
Amen.
To be what he would have us to be.
Amen.
We want to be pure and holy. Tried and true. With thanksgiving.
Amen.
No matter what we're going through, we still have to have thanksgiving.
Amen.
We'll be a living sanctuary.
Lord, for you.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with
our God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In order to be a sanctuary, we have to be a fit dwelling place for our God.
Amen.
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 Thank God for his blessings. Thank God
for his glory revealed unto us through this great plan of salvation.
Amen.
Just thanking God for allowing us to be here today,
Amen.
For allowing us to come together in his name, for allowing us to offer up our praise to him, knowing that he is worthy. We give honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning. We thank God for her, that God has placed her where he has placed her to do the work that he has given for her to do. So we just thank God for her. Glad to be here this morning. Glad to see Brother Brad and Sister Chanel this morning. Amen. To see little Lauren is just growing right on up there. Amen. Mixing it up with the best of them, isn't she? Amen. We just thank God again. A manifestation of God's power. Every time we hear her name, not just when we look on her, every time we hear her name, we think of the power of Almighty God and his goodness and his love. So we just thank God. We're so glad to see you this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Again, we're here to worship God in the beauty of holiness.
Amen.
Thanking God for his goodness. Amen. This is not a meet and greet or a chit and chat, but
Amen.
We're here to worship God in the beauty of holiness.
Amen.
So we ask the Lord's Spirit to be ever-present and a guiding force in everything that we do or say this day.
That's right.
Our responsive reading is found in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18.
Praise
trying
God,
to get
amen.
To the end before we get to the earlier
God.
One. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Amen. And truly in times like these, we surely must see the need of having on the whole armor
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
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 So many things happening. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank our God. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Reading responsively. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness,
and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked,
and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Together, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Amen.
Praise God. For all saints. Amen. Praise our God. That just lets us know we're supposed to pray for the saints.
Amen.
Praying always, okay, with all prayer and supplication praying in the spirit and watching thereunto. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation.
Praise God.
That's what Jesus said.
Spirit indeed is willing,
but the flesh is weak.
Amen.
Amen. So we cannot give in to that old flesh.
Amen.
It's watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we don't quit.
Amen.
We stay. We stay in there praying for all the saints. Thank God for his word this morning.
Amen.
We know that his word is true.
Yes.
We know that his word has power. We know that his word will keep us until that last day if we just remain in it. And so we just thank God for his word. We're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer. And we thank God for the opening prayer.
Amen.
We know that it was given by the Holy Spirit to Pastor Jenkins. We thank God that he allows us to bring our petitions to him. He will. We know that he said that he will hear our humble cry. Mm-hmm. Sister Regina.
Brother Lauderdale, he's not well.
Amen. Amen. Brother Darnell Lauderdale, not well. We'll pray for him. Other requests. Sister Carol.
Pray for my unsaved family. Likewise, pray for Ann Hellman. They were to come by my house on yesterday to celebrate with me, but she put tea off, and I told her that I would have to thank them at home.
Yes, yes.
And remember my neighbor crossed the street, and thinking that he did pass, and I said, on Wednesday, he just seemed, all that stuff. So I haven't talked to the neighbors or anything.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Remember Sister Carol. Remember her family. Remember her unsaved loved ones. And remember Ann Hellman, who was to come and visit with Sister Carol on yesterday, but she took ill. So remember her much in prayer. She is one of the ones who's on our list to get Sunday school books, and I believe she gets the morning message as well. So remember her in her body, in her soul, and in her spirit. And remember Sister Carol's neighbor across the street on Wednesday. Sister Carol said that there were police cars and various things around the house, and the police tape had it roped off, and they wouldn't allow people up in the area or to approach the house. And so remember that family much in prayer. Carol says she's not sure what has happened. Possibly the man who lives there possibly died, but hasn't gotten confirmation. So remember that family much in prayer. We know there was something that was going on there. And so remember that family much in prayer. Sister Carol's neighbor. He lives alone. Sister Smith.
I got there. But then I didn't leave until after about 9 o'clock over that night. I don't know that much about the area. By the grace of God, I prayed. And I was trying to leave the house, get there, and I asked him what he needed to guide me. But I was going, and I was driving, I was in the lane where the car was coming this way, and I said, can't beat them. Then I got over to the right hand lane, and then I don't know how I got on Frank's Road, but I got on Frank's Road, but I see the signs, because I see them all the time when I come getting ready to go to church. And I go, this is the street that I know. I know how to get home. But I know it had to be by the grace of God.
Yes. Yes.
I thank the Lord that I come.
Amen.
Amen.
At night, I don't like to be out there driving. And people drive crazy and wild anyway. But I got to the house and I went to the door.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
If you're a child of God, you go to the church. You're going to watch over you from the church. And I thank you for it. And the lady's name is Juanita. She is the commissioner. But the thing is that the one that watched your system in your body is different from the other one. This one was a nice lady. She was working on a computer. She liked Elvis Presley. But she had nothing but Elvis Presley pictures and all kinds of tokens and things in the booth. And then at the same time, she wanted to watch TV. And they also had people who wanted Elvis Presley. And that was a Sunday that she told me how to push the button and it would come on TV. But then it came on TV and I don't know. Elvis is not one of my favorites in there. But anyway, I turned around and kept watching. But he said that she falls and came So when she got up and had the four-legged wheelchair, I followed right behind it. When she falls, I wouldn't be able to get back of it. Of course, I'm not too much weight, though. But anyway, if anything that happened to her, I could at least be able to catch her. But she had a pretty good foot movement. So I watched her go to the back.
Boy, bless.
And also, she had a long body room. But the window was open. Not open, but she had a shade on the top. And you know, people sometimes have a tendency to look in to see the other people.
Lord bless. Lord bless.
And he came down. He said, you just follow my job.
Thank God that he directs you.
I thank God because he's always given me good patience.
Praise God.
It's been a blessing. And I just want to give you praise and honor.
Amen.
It's a nice job.
Amen. Praise God.
So the team is praising me down the room. But also to my loved ones, I want to say one of the days, and I don't get saved, but you get one.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Remember Sister Smith? Amen. Remember Sister Smith on her job? The Lord bless her. The Lord give her long suffering to help those patients that she deals with. God's blessed her and protected her in driving home at night, even in an unfamiliar area. The Lord blessed her and she got home. We thank God for that and just continue to pray for her unsaved loved ones, her daughter, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, her other loved ones, and God would speak to their hearts. Amen. She says she just wants to see even just one of them be saved. We'd settle for more. But even you know, there's rejoicing in heaven for just even one soul that turns to the Lord. And so we'll continue to pray for you, Sister Smith, and your loved ones. Yeah. Other requests. Brother Jax.
Remember me and the body and spirit and my
family. Amen. Remember Brother Jackson and body and spirit and also his family members, his children, grandchildren, and brothers and so on, nieces, nephews, whole family. Other requests.
I want to thank you for your prayers on my behalf and my family.
Yes. Amen, amen. Brother Mann's request was to remember those who are out in the cold, those who are don't have anywhere to stay. That God would bless them, provide a shelter for them. That they would feel comfortable in going to. Sometimes some of these shelters they don't want to go into because they get what possessions they have get stolen or they get attacked. But the Lord would provide a safe place, a safe and warm place that they could stay. Amen. Amen. Yes, Sister Holmes.
Yes, ma'am. I would like for them to continue to pray for me, and I thank you for your prayers on behalf of my and my family. That care for me. Thank the Lord God Almighty.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Holmes. Amen. Quest for her. We continue to lift her up in prayer and remember her family also who cares for her. And they are very diligent and very faithful caring for her.
Sister Blake, I just want to say thank the Lord for his many blessings. Continue to remember me and all that the Lord would have me to do and endeavor to do for the Lord. Continue to remember, like I said earlier, my boss, Julia, much in prayer and body and soul. And continue to remember the Johnson family, much in prayer.
Amen, amen. Again, I can remember Sister Millicent. Remember her body, soul, mind, and spirit. Remember her co-worker, Julia, who was ill. And just bless the Johnson, ask our blessings on the Johnson family. Yeah. And we understand when we say the Johnson family, that's a large umbrella that includes many whose last name may not be Johnson right now, but but at one time were Johnson or came from a Johnson. Amen.
And our cousins.
Yes.
We're all going through this with us.
Amen. Yeah. Are there any other requests? All right. Amen. His name is Cass. Cass. All right. Amen. Remember Tatum's friend, Cass, who hasn't been at school for the last few days, and Tatum is worried about him. So remember Cass in prayer. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We'll also continue to remember Pastor Jenkins. God would anoint her to preach the word today. All general requests. Amen. We all need something from the Lord. And after our hymn of meditation, I spoke with Brother Maurice. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Brother Maurice will take us to the throne of grace. And if there are those who have a special request, God has ordained that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. There's one who would prefer to come and stand here and pray or to come and kneel and pray. We know that our Father will hear.
Shall we turn in our evening light to page 256, 256 in the evening light? Come closer to me. 256. We'll sing the first and second verse and then the chorus and then the third and fourth verse and then the chorus. 256 in the evening light. Amen. Amen. Amen.
When I get weary with toils of the day, oft in the secret I kneel and pray. There I can hear my Lord sweetly say, come closer, my child, to me. When all around in this cold, dark land, nothing encourages me to stand, Jesus is holding me by the hand. Come closer, my child, to me. 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 Come closer, come closer, closer, my child, to me. When in afflictions I suffer long, Jesus comes ringing this lovely song. Trust in my grace and you shall be strong. Come closer, my child, to me. When I am meeting with trials anear, when I am parting with loved ones dear, looking to Jesus, his voice I can hear. Come closer, my child, to me.
Praise God!
Closer, my child, to me. Closer, my child, to me. Closer, my child, to me. Come closer, come closer. Closer, my child, to me.
My God.
Shall we be agreed in prayer? Our most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity to come into your house of worship, to Heavenly Father. We're so thankful that the song poet has said, come closer to me, Heavenly Father, because at this time, we need to be as close to our Heavenly Father as we can. We know that we are serving the most omnipotent, the most omniscient, the most omnipresent God, Heavenly Father, and we need you in this hour, Heavenly Father. We need you to comfort us as no man can, Heavenly Father. We need your words of comfort. We need you to send your power down this day, Heavenly Father. And we'll thank you in advance for doing that. We have some heavy hearts, as you very well know, dear Heavenly Father. But we know that no one can help us the way that you can. We need you, dear Heavenly Father. We need you at this hour. Heavenly Father, we know that prayer is powerful. We know that prayer changes things. And we know that there were several requests made to Heavenly Father. And we just pray that you answer those prayers. You're always answering, and many times you answer them before we even ask the Heavenly Father. We thank you for Brother Sister Carol being here today, the Heavenly Father. We just thank you and we praise your holy name. We know that last week she was suffering in her hip. And she couldn't get out to Heavenly Father. And we just thank you. She said she just knelt down and began to pray. And in a couple of days, you touched her to Heavenly Father. We praise your holy name for that, Heavenly God. We know that in the Bible, God cleansed lepers. We know that he raised the dead. We know that he made the blind men see. We know that he had people walk who were lame. We know that he can cure cancer, to Heavenly Father. Sister Smith and Brother Byron can attest to that, Heavenly Father. We know that God, Almighty God, can help us. And we thank you for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for seeing Sister Regina today, to Heavenly Father. We know that many times she asked for prayer for her neighborhood, to Heavenly Father. We ask that you intervene in that matter, to Heavenly Father. We also ask that there are times when she needs your prayer for her eyes and don't know if she has any appointments coming up this week, but we just ask that you give her the touch that she needs, Heavenly Father. We are so thankful to see Sister India and her daughter out today. We thank you for what you've done for her. So thankful to see Brother Levester out today, to Heavenly Father. We know that last week his son had a problem with his rig and had a lot of weight on his trailer, and he needed Brother Levester to come out, and Brother Levester gave him the word from the Lord, told him what to do, and dear Heavenly Father, you blessed him, and he moved on his mighty, mighty way. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that. We're so thankful to see Brother Brandon, Sister Chanel, little Lauren in our presence today, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless them and give them what they stand in need of, dear Heavenly Father. We're thankful that Sister Millicent is with us today, dear Heavenly Father, and she asks that you continue to bless her, and she's so thankful for what you've done for her, dear Heavenly Father. I've neglected to say that Sister Carol was also concerned about her neighbor across the street, not sure what's going on over there. She knew that there were police officers over there. They were waving people away as they came, but we just pray that all will be well in that situation, as she has mentioned it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Sister Smith being in our presence today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you. She's always saying she'd never leave you nor forsake you. Always saying trust and obey, and that's what we all need to do. She's always asking for blessings for her family, dear Heavenly Father. She wants them to be saved. We ask that you give that to her, dear Heavenly Father. We're thankful to have Sister Lillian on the line, dear Heavenly Father. She's gone through quite a bit this past month, dear Heavenly Father, and we just thank you for what you've done for her. She's getting stronger and stronger by the day. And as someone said earlier, she'll have a testimony to give to Heavenly Father because you have intervened in her life. And we thank you and we praise your holy name for that, to Heavenly Father. We're thankful that Sister Holmes is on the line, to Heavenly Father. Can't come out because of the weather. You know that. But she wants to make sure she's dialed in each Sunday to hear your precious word. And we thank you for that, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you for her family. We thank you for the family members who come there and take care of her with great, great comfort, great diligence, Heavenly Father. And we thank you made them strong enough to do that. We thank you you've encouraged them to do that. We thank you that you're walking with them as they're taking care of our precious sister, the Heavenly Father. And we thank you for that. We thank you for Brother Mann being in our presence today. I'm always praising his holy name, the Heavenly Father, because you intervene in his life. As he said to us in Sunday school, he wakes up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's praying for us, the Heavenly Father. He may have a pain going on in his body. He may have some kind of affliction in his body. He may have a problem in his family, but he's praying for us, the Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that. We thank you for this precious brother, the Heavenly Father. We thank you for Brother Levester being with us today, the Heavenly Father, our great teacher in our Sunday school, always words of wisdom that comes from him, the Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that. He's always asking for blessings for his family, and we ask that you bring your power down to Heavenly Father and bring his daughters and his sons and his nephews and his nieces, bring them to the Lord, Heavenly Father, because we can do nothing without you, Heavenly Father. We're thankful that Brother Reggie is in the house of the Lord today, the Heavenly Father. We thank you for him. Praise God for what you're doing for him and his wife, Nancy, the Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. We don't have Brother Byron in our midst today, but we ask that you bless him in a mighty, mighty way, the Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless his son, Jacob, his daughter, Madeline, his wife, Judy, the Heavenly Father. We ask that you give them what they stand in need of and bless them in a mighty, mighty way, the Heavenly Father. We ask your blessings upon Brother Robert, the Heavenly Father. He's with us today. We ask your blessings upon his family, his daughters, his three daughters, and his wife, Sister Rose, the Heavenly Father. As you very well know, a couple of them had an issue with COVID, the Heavenly Father, and we just thank you. You've touched their bodies, and we thank you for what you've done for them. We ask that you continue to bless Sister Melita and Brother PJ, who are in the media room, the Heavenly Father. They work in that media room every single Sunday, making sure that we can get our people who are calling in and dialing in, that they can hear the word. We thank you for that, Heavenly Father, because the goal is in all of our lives that we enter in at that straight gate to Heavenly Father. We want your precious blessings. We want that precious salvation to Heavenly Father. We want to be saved, Heavenly Father. We want to live eternally in your holy kingdom, and we can only do that, Heavenly Father, if we fully submit ourselves to you, and that's what we intend to do to Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you're doing, Heavenly Father. We know that Sister Webb could not be with us today, to Heavenly Father. She had to work, but we know she's always asking for a blessing for her husband to be saved, Heavenly Father, for her family, other family members to be saved. And I can attest to that, to Heavenly Father, because I was an unsaved husband at one time, to Heavenly Father. But thanks be to you, to Heavenly Father, and the prayers of all the saints. I thank you and praise your holy name. Sister Webb, Hold on.
Amen.
Hold on.
Amen.
It can happen.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Yeah.
I know it can happen. It happened to me, Heavenly Father. Thank you for what you've done.
Yeah.
Ask your blessings upon Sister Blake, dear Heavenly Father. We're still having some issues with the eyes, Heavenly Father,
praise
but praise be to God, you're still letting her see. You haven't taken away her sight, Heavenly Father. You have still allowed her to see. And each day, each hour, each moment, each minute, it is getting better, dear Heavenly Father. And I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you and I praise your holy name, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your blessings upon Sister Jenkins, the Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
She has a word to give us today that comes from you, the Heavenly Father. But we know she has a heavy heart, so we need you to lift her up, the Heavenly Father. We need you to encourage her, dear Heavenly Father. We need to hear your word. There's someone in here who needs to hear your word, the Heavenly Father. We can do nothing unless we hear your word. We just continue to thank you and bless you and just have you do all that you can do to deliver us, the Heavenly Father. Deliver us today, the Heavenly Father. We need your power. We need your power, the Heavenly Father. We ask your blessing, the Heavenly Father, upon Sister Maria, the Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
Her little boy, Tatum, has a friend, Cass, hasn't seen him for a few days, his father. That little young man, he's concerned about that young man, the Heavenly Father. He's concerned, and we just ask that you come down and touch little Tatum and let him know that all is going to be okay. We pray that Cass will be in school tomorrow, the Heavenly Father. We just praise your holy name because we know you're answering before we even ask, and we thank you all for all that you do, the Heavenly Father. We just continue to thank you for what you do. As the word said, I was glad when they said, let us come into the house of the Lord. We're glad to be here today, dear Heavenly Father. Sister Carol in our Sunday school class today, she said, I was lost last week not being able to come into the house of the Lord. I know that that's true because I've experienced that too, dear Heavenly Father. When we can't come here and worship you, we're lost. Heavenly Father, we are lost and we just need you. We need you. As that song poet says, we need thee every hour, Heavenly Father. We need you. We want to ask your blessings upon Brother Tony. I have not seen him yet. I'm sure he's on his way. If he is, we ask that you give him traveling mercies that he can be here. I want you to bless Brother DeAndre. We know he's working, but he wishes he could be here as well, Heavenly Father. We praise your holy name for all that you've done for that Belton family, the Heavenly Father. They have family members down in Georgia, the Heavenly Father, that they want. I want to also thank you for what you're doing with our media, the Heavenly Father. Over 3,000 souls this past month have checked in. We don't know if they're coming in to listen to the word. We don't know if they're just being curious. We have no idea, but we do know. We do know, as the woman said, I just want to touch the hem of your garment. We do know if they just listen for a little bit, just listen for a little while, just let some of that word permeate your soul, the Heavenly Father. We know that it will be a blessing for them, the Heavenly Father. We thank you for all that you do. We praise your holy name, the Heavenly Father. I just thank you. I just pray that you continue to comfort us, Heavenly Father. We have a heavy, it's heavy today.
Yes.
It's heavy today. We know that God speaks and man lives. We know God speaks and man dies. We know that. We know the word says, I have compassion upon whom I'll have compassion. We know all of that, Heavenly Father. And we know that you have, it's your will. We just live by your will, Heavenly Father. Say amen to your will. That's what we say. I just thank you for the opportunity to be in front of you, dear Heavenly Father.
Amen.
I thank you that you've saved my soul to be worthy
amen.
Enough to
praise
stand
God.
Before the saints and pray the holy, dear Heavenly Father. The omniscient God, the omnipotent God, the omnipresent God, dear Heavenly Father. No one, there is nothing on this earth or in this world that can take your place, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you that we are that peculiar people. We thank you that we're that chosen generation, Heavenly Father, because we know that as long as we are in your will, as long as we are enveloped in your arms. No hurt, harm, or danger will come our way. Heavenly Father, I ask again that you comfort this congregation today. There are many of us who are relatives. We're relatives to Heavenly Father. We're related to Heavenly Father, so we all feel that pain. We've all come this way. All of us have come this way, Heavenly Father, and you've comforted us all. You don't have any respect or person to Heavenly Father. You comfort us all, and we just thank you. I want to also ask that you bless those individuals who are online, those individuals who are on the phone, Heavenly Father, Brother Monty and his family, Sister Sandy and her family, dear Heavenly Father, the sister down in Florida, Heavenly Father, her name escapes me, but Sister Sanders, thank you. Sister Sanders down in Florida, Heavenly Father. We have so many individuals that need your blessing. We have so many individuals who need you, dear Heavenly Father. Without you, as I've said in the earlier part of the prayer, we can do nothing, dear Heavenly Father. We just praise your holy name for all that you have done. We ask your blessings upon Officer Myers. We thank you for giving him a promotion, dear Heavenly Father. He's now Sergeant Myers, dear Heavenly Father. We were praying for him. We continue to pray for him and his family that one day they can give their names, they can give their souls to you, dear Heavenly Father. As we very well know, we want to live eternally, but we want to live eternally in your holy kingdom, dear Heavenly Father. You can live eternally elsewhere. There's another place you can live eternally as well. We don't want to go there. We don't want to go there, dear Heavenly Father. We want to continue to praise your holy name. Heavenly Father, I ask that you continue to keep us safe. I ask us that you continue to keep us healthy, Heavenly Father. I ask you to continue to keep us praising your holy name, Heavenly Father. We'd be so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory that you so richly deserve. And I pray and I say amen to your will, and I say amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank God for prayer.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. This is the second Sunday of the month, so the special offering for today is for the building fund. And as we file by, that offering for the building fund may be placed in the center plate. Our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side, far right and far left plate. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, because you are God.
Yes.
And there is no one else, dear Father. You said, dear God, even as you identified yourself, I am that I am.
Praise God.
And that's enough. Yes. We thank you, God, that you are who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you, dear God, that we can be called the people of God.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, that we can be that holy nation, that royal priesthood, that peculiar people, dear Father, that you're calling for us to be. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you provide for us. Mm-hmm. Lord, you provide, dear God, for our needs, and dear Father, you even provide for many of our desires, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings, Lord, for we give them to you, dear Father, realizing, Lord, that everything that we have, Lord, belongs to you. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the privilege, Lord, of bringing our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would give wisdom, Lord, for their use. For, Lord, we know not what to do, Lord, of ourselves, dear God, but we will always look to you, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear God. Knowing, dear Father, where there is a need, dear God, Lord, you will multiply, Lord, these tithes and offerings, Lord, that they will be sufficient, Lord, to take care of that need. We know, Lord, if there are saints, dear God, if there are those who are the household of faith, dear Father, who have a need, Lord, you will supply sufficient, dear God, to supply that need. And, Lord, we give you glory and thanks, dear Father, for that, because we know, dear God, Lord, that you are rich. We know, Lord, that the cattle on 1,000 hills are yours, dear Father. And we also know, Lord, that we can never outgive you.
Amen.
For you gave your only begotten Son, Lord, that we might have life more abundant. And so, Lord, we give you glory this morning, dear God. And, Lord, even as we obey your word, dear Father, in bringing our tithes and offerings, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would get the glory from it all. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the honor, dear God, because all of the majesty, dear God, and all of the praise that we could ever give, dear God, Lord, of all of that, dear Father, you truly are worthy. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. The choir will not come up. We'll just all sing the next song.
He is able to deliver the old sinner. He will drive the night away. He's the star of perfect day. He will shine from heaven in our heart forever. He is able. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee, O sinner. See the myriad worlds above and the one on which we move. They were made by our eternal God of power. He is able, he is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee, O sinner. See your life is in his hand. Thus you live at his command. He's the source of good, the ever-blessed giver. He is able, he is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee, O sinner. He has quenched the fire of yore. Stop the lion's rage and roar. He has raised the dead and healed the spotted leper. He is able. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee, O sinner. For he told the king the dream, stop the Jordan's flowing stream, healed the lame, the blind, the palsy, what a savior. He is able, he is able to deliver thee.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
God is able.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Page 77 in the evening light. 77. 77 in the evening light. Shall we stand? Pastor Wilbur used to say, stand and rest ourselves. The service, the sermon comes forth. It satisfies my soul. We'll sing verse 1 and 2, then the chorus, 3, 4, the chorus, 5 and 6, then the chorus.
For me the blessed Savior came, his great salvation to proclaim. Oh, glory to his precious name, it satisfies my soul. Salvation is unmeasured grace, it fits us for the Christian race. Unveils the Father's smiling face. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It's wonderful salvation. It changes darkness into light and makes the Christian pathway right. It satisfies my soul. Salvation brings abiding peace. Its shining glory there in me. Its flowing rivers never cease. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my happy soul. It's wonderful salvation. How it satisfies my soul. Salvation makes us happy here, surpassing all and fills a drooping heart with cheer. It satisfies my soul. Salvation richer far than gold, than glittering gems that turn to mold. Its wealth no language ever told. It satisfies my soul. It
after anything else.
Praise,
praise
our God.
Praise
how it
God.
Satisfies my happy soul. Amen. Praise our God. Salvation richer far than gold than glittering gems that turn to mold. Its wealth no language e'er has told. It satisfies my soul. Praise our God. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. Thank God for salvation, and thank God that we can be satisfied.
Amen.
In our soul.
Praise our God.
We thank God that we can rejoice.
Amen.
We can rejoice in the God of our salvation.
Praise our God.
Amen.
No matter what.
No matter. No matter. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God.
Praise God.
I'm going to look to God in prayer. Because we know that we need God's anointing on this side of the service.
Amen. Amen.
We know that Pastor Jenkins needs our prayers to lift her up. We know that we need to pray for her to preach the word. We need to pray for us to hear and receive the word. And so we're going to ask God to anoint with power from on high. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear Father. Lord, knowing, dear Father, even as Pastor Jenkins said, we can rejoice in the God of our salvation no matter what. Through trials, tribulations, Lord, whatever it might be, Lord, we're going to keep serving. We're going to keep praising you, dear God. And, Lord, we're looking to you, dear Father, now, Lord, for a fresh anointing, dear God, on Pastor Jenkins. Lord, we know, dear God, that she's looking to you, dear Father, to give her utterance, dear Father, out of your eternal word. And Lord, we're holding her up, dear God, to thee, dear Father, asking, Lord, for you to pour out, dear God, your power upon her, that she may proclaim your word, dear God, to proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord. Lord, we pray, dear God, if there are souls that are listening, dear Father, to this message, dear God, however they may be hearing it or receiving it, dear God. Lord, if they don't know you in the free pardon of their sins, Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would seek you while you may be found, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that your spirit, dear Father, is able to send, dear God, Lord, a spirit, Lord, to speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, whether it be conviction, whether it be guilt, dear Father, whatever it is, dear God, Lord, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, dear God. Because it's life, dear God, that, Lord, you are holding out life you are offering, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, if there are souls, dear God, who don't know you in the free pardon of their sins, Lord, that they would listen, dear God, with open minds and open hearts, dear Father, and receive your word, Lord, which is able to save their souls. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint us, all of us hearers, dear God. Help us, Lord, to get strength, dear Father, from your word, to stand, dear God, to withstand, dear God, the enemy of our soul, and having done all, Lord, that you have told us in your word to do, Lord, that we might be able to stand. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, to receive your word, Lord, Lord, to eat all of it, dear Father, Lord, that we might be strengthened in thee. And, Lord, that we may be able, Lord, to give an account, dear Father, of those deeds that we've done in this body, Lord, with gladness, dear Father. Lord, we pray that you would have your way, dear God, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. To the saints of God here, thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for your prayers for our family. But I say to you, I want you to rejoice. My brother lived for the Lord. He loved the Lord. He served the Lord. It's unfortunate that things happen in this life, but we thank God. He was a beautiful soul. He would send back texts and say all the time, I've got a beautiful family that's praying for me. So just remember his family. I say to his daughters, I know they're here. I want you to come out and sit in the sanctuary. I want you to hear the word of God. I thank God for all. Normally I would have called my dear brother-in-law Brother Scott, who was with us last Lord's Day, and I thank God for him and the message he brought. And I would normally call and ask him to intervene, but he's there taking care of my sister Fran, who had surgery, and you've all been praying for her. And as you know, we are a big family. They had eight of us. So there's all eight of us, and then we have children on top of children. And so there's a cluster, as Sister Blake said. But we thank God for that. And we thank God for your prayers. And we're going to need them in the days to come. I'm going to need them this morning as I preach the word of God. But God has given me this flock to feed. And God has given me the word. My dear brother Maurice has prayed for me. Sister Blake has prayed. You have prayed. And so we are going to eat God's eternal word. In our hearing, we read Ephesians, the 6th chapter, 10 through 18. We would like to go back there to verse 18. And the saints of God, you know, we've been going through the armor of God for quite some time. And I thought we would be finished, but some of the saints said, you can't finish. I said, oh, I know, there's lots in here. But I thank God for his word that's been left on record for us. As I said, I thank God for dear brother Alan Scott for being with us last Lord's Day. And I thank God for his message on God's promises versus people's problems. And as you can see, we always have problems, saints. But God has some promises for us in his word. And he'll comfort. Oh, he told us weeping endure for a moment, but joy cometh in the morning. We may not see it when it's happening. Hold on, yesterday, I couldn't feel it yesterday. But oh, when I got to began to pray to Almighty God and allow God to overshadow my spirit and overshadow me through all my grief and woe and all the things that were running through my mind, I knew that I had a comforter who was able to comfort like no man can comfort. I knew that he could lay me down at night and give me a night's rest and rise me up this morning if it was his will. And for this, I give him praise, glory, and honor. Praise our God. We would like to go back to Ephesians 6, verse 18 to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you. Lord bless. Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, the armor of God. Two Sundays ago, we concluded by talking about how the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, is a powerful weapon to be used against the enemy of our soul, to whom we are in a spiritual battle with. You see, saints of God, we are not on a playground, but we are on a battlefield. Thousands of people are being led astray by the God of this world. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, he says in that 4th verse, he said, who has blinded? See, that's the enemy's job, is to blind mankind's eyes. The enemy's job is to keep mankind from seeing Almighty God. The enemy's job is to keep us, when all things are happening in our lives, to keep us from seeing and feeling the goodness of Almighty God. But our God is good, saints of God. No matter what we might be going through, no matter whether we had a death in the family or not, no matter what has taken place, we still serve a good God. He says there in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, he said, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You see, in our Christian walk, as we said, we are engaged in a battle with the enemy of our souls, who is doing what he can to turn away mankind from God and from their steadfastness to the things of Almighty God. And for us to be able to fend him off, we all need the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
You know, Jesus, in Matthew, the fourth chapter, I know you Bible students know this well, when being tempted by the devil, he used the word of God. The word of God says, he said, for it is written. You see, and you and I can use the same word.
Amen.
Jesus is our example. You know, Sister Blake said to us at the close of that service, she said in her exhortation that the word of God tells us to resist the devil and he will flee. It does not say we flee, but the devil will flee. Praise our God. You see, when we do what thus saith the Lord, we can have victory in our walk with God. Because our weapons, we are told in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, these words, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So we are not out there fighting with knives and guns and sticks, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. See, we're in a spiritual warfare, saints of God. And when you're in a spiritual warfare, you got to use the word of God to fight with this warfare. That's why you've got to have on the whole armor that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He said, casting down imaginations. He said, in every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. He said, in bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. He said, in having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You see, this spiritual warfare we are in is very real. Oh, and it is intensifying, saints of God. And we as Christians must learn how to battle. To fight the battle that has taken place. You see, either we have Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, in our lives, or we have a life that is full of chaos. Our world is in a mess right now. And not only the world, but in the religious world is too. Souls are being deceived. Skeptical days of blindness are all around us. And we need a guide, a leader, one who knows the way. And Jesus Christ let us know in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, right now all around us, people have lost their sense of direction. Their spiritual equilibrium is gone. They don't see how to walk uprightly. They don't see about holy living. They don't know about righteous living. They are unable to because of sin that's still in their lives. Many professed Christians are not able to stand on the gospel truth of God's word because they are in the gall of chaos. They need Christ in their lives. Jesus said in John 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. Do you believe that this afternoon? He said, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Also, he leads us in green pastures. He leads us by the still waters. He leads us in the paths of righteousness so that we can not only stand up, but we can walk uprightly. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
And when we walk right, we will be able to stand for Almighty God. We will be able to run and not be weary, and we will walk and not faint. Praise our God. When Christ Jesus is leading us, we won't be stumbling and falling all around, but we'll be able to withstand in these evil days. We will stand having our loins girt about with truth. We will have on the breastplate of righteousness. We will have on the shield of faith. We will have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we'll have on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which will cause you and I to always be in prayer to Almighty God.
Amen.
You see, the good news is that God gives us every resource that you and I need to engage in this spiritual warfare. He wants us to have hope. Because he has already won the ultimate battle through Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection.
You see, he gives us his strength by giving us his Holy Spirit. Saints of God, it's not all about you and I, but it's all about you and I walking worthy of our vocation, walking worthy of the calling that God has called us to walk worthy of, walking in faith, walking in obedience to God's eternal word. You see, putting on the whole armor of God is about obedience to what God has instructed us to do in the word of God. Being obedient means to hear God's word and act accordingly. Our obedience is in response to God. Praise our God. To really hear God's word is to obey God. The prophet Jeremiah penned it this way. In Jeremiah 7, verse 23, turn with me there for a moment. I trust you have your Bibles and something to write with. You may be able to go over them, some of these scriptures later on. But look at what the prophet Jeremiah says. He says in verse 23 of chapter 7, he said, but this thing commanded I them saying, he said, obey my voice and I will be your God. Saints of God, we've got to be obedient to the voice of God if we want God to answer our prayers. He went on to say, obey my voice and I will be your God. And ye shall be my people and walk in all the ways that I have commanded thee. Praise our God, that ye may be well, that it may be well unto you. You see, if we want to be profitable in the things of Almighty God, we're going to have to do what thus saith the Lord. We're going to have to obey God's voice. We're going to have to hear it and walk in all the ways that God has commanded us to walk in. You see, our God is looking for a faithful, obedient people. We are told these words in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. He says there, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. You have a perfect heart, perfect toward Almighty God. He said, herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. God is physically and visibly and actively taking time to look for a faithful people that he can bless. But faithful people right now are hard to find in our day and time. Proverbs 20, verse 6 says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? I don't know about you, saints of God, but I want to be as Jesus commanded in Revelation 2, chapter 2, verse 10, to be thou faithful unto death. And he said, I will give you a crown of life. Are you looking for that crown of life? Yes. You see, faithfulness is the key to blessings and victory in Christ Jesus. People in our day and time talk about being blessed or receiving blessings. But when we are faithful to God, he has promised us that he will bless us. Proverbs 28, verse 20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessing. Did you hear what he said? A faithful man shall abound, meaning you shall multiply with blessing. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. You might say to me, well, Sister Renee, what does this have to do with having on the whole armor of God? You see, the word of God says, and we've got to have it on, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. In verse 16 of our scripture reading this morning, Ephesians 6, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You see, being faithful to God is important in our Christian walk. If we want God to bless us, if we want God to grant us the desires of our heart, then we must prove ourselves faithful to the cause of Almighty God. We are told in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Our faith in God will help us to make sure that we have equipped ourselves with all the armor of God. Amen. That we put on all the pieces, saints of God, that he has given unto us.
and that we are able to withstand the devil in the evil days in which we are living right now. You see, if we want to be successful at defeating the devil, it will be because of our faith and our trust in Almighty God and what God has said in his word he will do in our lives. And if you and I are obedient to the things of Almighty God, or if we are obedient to the call of God, my God will be obedient to his word. His promises will never fail. His promises are sure. Our God has said them in the word of God, and he said before one jot or one tittle of his word shall pass, heaven and earth will pass away. Our God is going to stand on his word. How about you and I? Are we going to take a stand in these evil days? Are we going to stand against unrighteousness? Are we going to stand against unholiness? Are we going to live as God has asked us to live, so that when we close, when this voice is closed and these eyes are shut, we'll know where we will spend eternity, that we will be able to say, as Paul said to the Corinthians when he was talking to them there in the word of God, he said, for I know if this earthly house of my tabernacle be dissolved, he said, I have a house, a building not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Can you say that this afternoon? Do you know for sure where you will spend eternity? Oh yes, thanks to God, our hearts agree this morning. Oh yes, our hearts are heavy at the loss of my dear brother. But one thing about it, God gives all of us a space of time on this earth to live for Almighty God. The invitation for salvation is open to all mankind. He said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. Have you found that rest in Jesus Christ this afternoon? Oh, do you know, saints of God, he's gone to prepare a place for you. If you are resting in him, when he calls you home, you know you're going to glory. What did he say in the word of God? He comforted his disciples. He said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And where I am, and because I go where I am, you can be also. Praise be to Almighty God. Praise our God. Praise our God. He is able, saints of God. Praise his name. Oh, we may weep right now, saints of God, but glory to Almighty God. God doesn't make a mistake. God knew when he brought Pierre Ramon Johnson Sr. in this life, he knew the day of his birth, and he knew the day of his death. And our God has it set for all of us. Brother Byrene preached a message at one of our food pantries. He said, we know the beginning. What we don't know is the end. But saints of God, our God has warned us. He's given us his word so we can live right. So that when we know this life is over, that we have a home eternal in the heavens that we can go to. And all our family members, oh yes, they're going to miss us when we leave this earth, like we miss our dear brother. But praise be to God. He loved the Lord. He served him. And he was working for his heavenly home. And now God has taken him out of his life, and he is resting with our dear Savior. Oh, I know you may say it's not comforting right now. And I know the tears of sorrow may be flowing. But I say, look up. Look up. For our Redeemer, praise our God.
He's able to bring you through.
Yes.
He's able. Our God is able.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing wrong
Thank
with
you.
Tears. No. Jesus wept at Lazarus' grave.
Yes, Lord.
There's nothing wrong with tears.
No.
But let us have tears of joy.
Yes.
Joy in the Lord.
Yes.
You see, our faith in God, saints of God, is a powerful witness.
Mm-hmm.
In this old dark world in which we live, in spite of all the darkness we see around us, we've got to continue to be a light for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We can't allow the enemy to intimidate us. We can't allow the enemy to frighten us to stop preaching and living the truth of God's word.
Amen.
Our testimony must prove that our faith in God is real. And we must stay the course of doing the things of Almighty God that God has shown us to do. You see, as the watchman on the wall, I must continue to preach the word of God.
Amen.
I must continue to instruct as the Bible has said so. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. Paul instructed young Timothy in the word of God. And he said these words to him in verse 2. But verse 1, let's go back there first. He said, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read that over. I made a mistake here. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, sis, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Oh, look what he went on to say there. He said, for the time will come. And are we in that time right now, saints? When they will not endure sound doctrine. People don't want to hear the soundness of God's word. They don't want you to teach them the word of God, what tells you about sin, that tells you about righteous living, which tells you about holy living. They want us to preach unto them smooth things, prophesy deceit unto them, but that's not what we're told to do. He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. We've got people running all over the place trying to find a place or a church where they can go in and live the way they want to live. But let me tell you something. Jesus Christ has already told us how we are to live this walk. He's already told us what will get us into the kingdom of God. And we've got to live that way. So you can run here and run there and run over here and run all around. But it's going to come back to the judgment day when you stand before Almighty God. And the books will be open, and will your name be written in the Lamb's book of life? You can't circumvent. You can't go around what God has said in the word. He said, straight is the gate. Few there be that find. My. Regardless of how the wind may be blowing at a particular time, I've got to stand forth and preach the unadulterated word of God.
Yes.
Got to know, as I stand before God, as Paul said to Timothy, I charge thee. He wanted to know that the charge was before God and that God and Jesus were observing his ministry. Paul also reminds him that one day the preacher will have to give an account to the Lord Jesus Christ for the ministry he has performed. See, the watchman must never preach to tickle ears. You can't preach to please mankind. We can't please everyone. We got to please Almighty God. But we've got to preach the word of God, just that is as it is written in the Bible. Oh, yes, I too must give an account to Jesus as to what I am preaching. Oh, saints of God, that ought to send a message to many pulpits.
Yes.
And let mankind know that God is looking for us to preach the word of God.
Yes.
He's looking for souls to be saved.
Amen.
You see, in our world like ours, darkness and wickedness and opposition to a Christian life, it's abounding. There's a tendency for Christians to want to back off from the message of righteousness.
and holy living, and they don't want to upset anyone. The only way you're going to come to God is if you see your real self. Mm-hmm. That's how you're going to come to God. Yeah. If you don't see how you really are living and that you need a God, you need God in heaven, you're not going to come to Almighty God. He said, godly sorrow worketh repentance. You see, coming to God is not coming in. You're chewing gum and blowing bubbles. No, godly sorrow worketh repentance. Sorry before Almighty God. You see, the world, you may say in the world, yeah, they have God, they have sorrow, or they have some kind. No, they don't. Because, see, in the world, it's okay to live the way you want to live, but not in the kingdom of God. Amen. True church of God will not draw herself from teaching the doctrine of God. We are, as the apostle says, not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Mm-hmm. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Amen. We have nothing to be ashamed about. Amen. We're spreading the good news. We're concerned for souls to be saved. We fail to preach the word of God or impact the world. We never confront them with the word of God and the message. And we keep it within these four walls of this congregation and never share to a lost and dying world. We'll never make a difference out there in this world. I thank God, as it was prayed for the broadcast, because through this medium we are reaching souls. Amen. They may never, saints of God, set foot in this house of God, but we do have a listening audience, and that is to the glory and honor of God. Amen. And as we publicly proclaim without fear the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, we've got to take a stand, saints of God. We've got to be willing to suffer, maybe even to die for the cause of Almighty God. We are going to be a powerful witness for the Lord Jesus. Then we've got to live like we say we are, children of God, regardless of the personal call, regardless of what mankind says, regardless of what our co-workers say, regardless of what our neighbors say. We've got to live as we say we are. You see, every one of the disciples, with the exception of John in Revelation, they died a horrible death for their testimony. They were martyred for their faith. I asked you in your leisure to read Acts, the 6th chapter through the 8th verse. I know you Bible students know this story quite well. You know the story about Stephen. How Stephen, the word of God tells us in Acts, that 6th chapter, that in that 8th verse, that Stephen was full of faith. Praise our God. He said, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. He was there teaching the word of God in the synagogue. He was preaching and teaching to them about Jesus Christ, and they arrested him. Stephen went before the Sanhedrin council. He had his defense as to what he was going to say and the things he had to say. Stephen was still preaching the gospel message of Jesus Christ all the way through, up until Acts, the 7th chapter. Turn with me there to verse 54, and let us read what it says. It said, when they heard these things, and remember, Stephen had been there preaching. He rebuked the unbelief of the Jews. He spoke to them about Jesus Christ. He told them various things. But it says there in verse 54, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, see, you got to be full of the Holy Ghost, full of Almighty God, so you'll be able to stand. He said, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. You know, saints of God, people may stop their ears today because they don't want to hear the truth of God's word.
Right.
But we got to preach it anyway.
Amen.
And he said there in verse 58, and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. My. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. You see, when you know God and the enemy is pressing sore against you and the enemy is coming in like a flood, you know, the word of God said the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. See, right here, Stephen has said, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus. See, when they were stoning him, Stephen was saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He committed himself to God. How about you and I? Are we committed to God when the enemy comes in and they're lashing their tongue against us for our stand for Almighty God? Are we committed to Almighty God to stand? He goes on and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their... See, he had compassion. He had mercy even for those who were stoning him. He said, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Saints of God, one day it may be our turn to take a stand for Jesus. If that day comes, are we ready to stand? Do we have all the armor of God where we're able to withstand? Are we able to withstand in these evil days? Are you prepared to live out a powerful testimony to be able to share with someone else? Regardless of what comes our way, we should ask the Lord to help us to be consistent and faithful to him. When we think of all that God has done for us, he deserves at least that much from you and I. Praise our God. Turn with me a moment to Colossians, the first chapter. Look at what it says there. Paul wrote in his letters to the Colossians these words in verse 9. He said, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He said that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Saints of God, are we increasing in the knowledge of God? Are we walking worthy? Look at what he says in chapter 2, verse 6. He says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him. Then he went on to say, rooted. See, we got to be established and built up in him. Are you built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving? And near the end of this chapter, he wrote these words in chapter 4, verse 5. He said, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. So we got to walk in wisdom, saints of God. We've got to redeem the time. He said, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Oh, someone's going to ask you about Jesus. Your light is shining like it's supposed to. Someone's going to ask you who you serve. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You see, Paul was not simply talking about the act of us putting one foot in front of the other when he was telling us how we are to walk. But he was talking about how we ought to walk, how we ought to walk in our Christian walk with Almighty God. He was using the word walk in the same sense that Christ did when he said these words. Turn with me to John, the 8th chapter in verse 12. Jesus said there, he said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And then again in John 12, he says there in verse 35, these words. When he said there, he said, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. Praise our God.
Amen.
You see, the light of the word leads us step by step in this world. A Christian walk is a spiritual battlefield. We must have on the whole armor to do all we can to withstand in these evil days. Mm-hmm. The word withstand means to endure. It means to survive. It means to resist, bear, tolerate. It means for us to hold out, saints of God. Praise our God. Mm-hmm. Are we holding on to the Lord, saints? I know times are getting rough. I know things are getting a little hard. I know hearts are very heavy, but are we holding on to Almighty God? Is our anchor holding against a solid rock? I know the sails of life have battered us. I know our sails may be torn right now. But through these trials of life, there are things that may fall on us. But it'll allow us to fall down on our knees in front of Almighty God and cry out to him. Praise our God. Not to give in, but to stand, having our loins girt about with truth, knowing that it is Jesus Christ that will lead us all the way. Praise our God. Brother Jackson so often reminds us that we need to anchor ourselves in the Lord and in the Word of God. I thank God for Brother Levester so that we will be able to stand. You see, in our society today, saints, what's right is wrong and what's wrong is right. And see, the prophet Isaiah wrote about that. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 5th chapter. And look at what it says in that scripture, starting with verse 20 of Isaiah 5, verse 20. My, my, my. I thank God for the word of God.
Amen.
I thank God how he left it on record for us. I thank God for what he's left here for us to get into it and eat, saints of God. I know in our natural life we eat 3 meals a day. Some folks in their natural eat 6, so we ought to be eating. And this way, I oftentimes I've said, when you eat the word of God, you don't have to worry about that scale.
Amen.
It's when you eat all those other things you have to worry about. It's okay. Sister, the late Sister Pag used to say, oh, you can get fat in God.
Amen.
He said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Are you filled? Praise our God. You see, no saint of God should be walking around skinny. Skinny on the word of God. You might be skinny in stature or skinny in your physical body, but you should not be skinny when it comes to the word of God. You should be fat and flourishing in the things of Almighty God. Praise our God. Look at what verse 20 of Isaiah 5 says. He says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Are we living in that time right now, saints? He said, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Oh, saints of God. He said, woe unto them that are wise in their own. Are we living in a time where people are so wise to the things of the world and they are so weak to the things of God?
Amen.
He said, wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. You see, we always need God's wisdom. We need God's wisdom. We need God's understanding so that we can live in this world in which we are living. He said, woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Oh, telling people that they're all right. Oh, that's all right. It's under the blood. God, that won't send you to hell. If it's unrighteous, it's going to send you to hell.
Amen.
He said in the word, if you're guilty of one point, you're guilty of all. It's a tight walk, saints of God. We've got to make it in. We've got to do all we can to make it in. Stand for Almighty God. Stand and stand and continue to stand.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make no ground, we've said it before, don't lose what ground that you have in the Lord. Continue to stand.
Yeah. because this world needs to see a difference right now. Yes, we are the church of God, the church of the living God. We are the pillar and ground of all truth. And we've got to preach truth to God's eternal word. As the body of Christ, we lean on the Lord. We walk in the Spirit as we continue spending our time fellowshipping one with another. You see, when we are strong in the Lord, we can stand against the enemy of our souls, and our faith will not fail us. God's purpose is to strengthen us and to give us his power to stand. How many believe that this afternoon? How many believe God wants you to be strong? How many believe that God wants you to be strong in him? He wants you to be strong in love, strong because we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. You see, as children of God, we are designed to have an unshakable confidence in the God that we serve. Do you have that unshakable confidence? Or is the enemy, every time something happens, gets you off course with God, and then you start questioning your God? Oh, we've got to have an unshakable confidence in him, that we have taken the whole armor of God and we have it on, and that we've taken it to heart, saints of God. Oh, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Yes, it's a powerful weapon to be used against the enemy of our soul. This precious word is not only for fighting off the enemy, but it is food for our soul. You see, it is through the word of God that we are renewed in our mind. What do you say in Sister Renee? Turn to Romans, the 12th chapter, and look at what Paul says there in the word of God. Oh, the word of God enables us. It is good for us to eat the word of God. And look at what Paul said to the brethren. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, he said, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Have you presented this body a living sacrifice to Almighty God? He said, holy, acceptable. You see, many will say, well, you can't live holy, but my Bible tells me we are to live holy and righteously in this present world. He went on to say, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. He said, and be not what? Conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's why you have to have your mind on Jesus. Amen. Praise our God, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Praise our God. You see, when we are strong in the Lord, we can stand against the enemy of our soul. Praise our God. We can take a stand. That's why we got to eat the word of God. We got to eat it all up, saints of God. Enjoy the word of God. Meditate on it. Allow the word of God to flourish within you and I. Job said these words in Job 23, verse 12. He said, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Are you there yet with Job? Praise our God. Have you esteemed the word of God more than your necessary food? You know, as we said earlier on, there are many that sit down and they partake of meals. They eat 6 times a day. Some eat 3 times a day. Others may eat 1 meal a day. But when we get into the word of God, we can eat all day long and partake of God's eternal word. And then Jeremiah said this in Jeremiah 15, verse 16. He said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Saints of God, have you found this to be so? Have you eaten the word of God, and that the word was with you, and the joy and rejoicing of your heart? For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. And then we said Matthew 5, verse 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Jesus said in John 6:35, he said these words, praise our God. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believed not. John said these words in Revelations, the 10th chapter. Turn with me there. I ask you to hang in. God has a word for us, saints. He has a word for the lost, too. He says there in Revelation 10, verse 9, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. Come on. Mm-hmm. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up. Have you taken this book and eaten it up? He said, and it shall make thy belly bitter. Oh, sometimes when you get in there and you begin to read the word of God, oh, it will make your belly a little bitter. Why? Because God is cutting out that dross. God is showing you something where you need to measure to God's eternal word. He said, but it shall be in my mouth sweet as honey. Is the word of God sweet as honey to you this afternoon? He said, and I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth, sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. You see, when God's word is in you and when the Spirit of the Lord is leading you, God will give you a word to share with your neighbor. He'll give you a word when you're standing in the post office. He'll give you a word when you're in the doctor's office. When someone looks over and they say to you, they say, where do you go to church? God will give you a testimony. God will allow you to be able to witness. Why? Because you've eaten God's word. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Has God's word been hidden in your heart? Is it springing forth? Is it coming out? Are you sharing it with your neighbor, your co-worker, those you stand in the grocery store? Are you letting them know when they're grumbling and complaining, when they get to complain about the weather, when they say, oh, it's snowing, oh, it's ice, oh, it's raining, oh, it's too hot? Do you let them know, oh, God is good, because God allows it to rain so we won't have drought. God allows the snow to come to cover up the earth. God allows the ice to come to purify the water. Praise our God for nature. Thank God when it's raining, when it's snowing, when it's sleeting, when it's hailing. I know none of us want to be out there, but praise God. Let us not complain.
Amen.
But thank God. Thank God we're here to see all the seasons.
Amen.
Thank God we're here to enjoy the season. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, we have so much to share with this world. Jesus told us in the word of God in John 5, verse 39. He told us to search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. Oh, when we search the word of God, we are seeking out the truth that God reveals by his Spirit. We are urged to know what we believe and why. Therefore, we can carefully examine God's word, and we can learn more about what thus saith the Lord. Oh, I found it to be so. I found when I get into the word of God and I begin to read and allow the Psalms to speak to my soul, saints of God, when I allow Jesus' words to speak to me, when I hear, when I read about what God has done for me. You may say, Sister Renee, you've been saved a long time. You already know that. But that's okay. When I go in and I began to read, I see something else. God is showing me. God is opening up his word. God is letting me see what his word is saying so that I can draw closer to my heavenly Father. I can yield to the things of Almighty God. And I can know what God has said in his word is true. Praise our God. How many have found that to be so?
Amen.
You see, when we know the word of God, we will not be easily led in error. Without God's word, you're weak. People are weak right now today. People are losing all sense of where they ought to be with Almighty God. But we've got to value God's word.
He's got to know that it's there for you and I. You know, David said these words. I know sometimes, saints of God, we don't understand, or those of us when we're going through something. But look at what David said in the 119th division of Psalms, verse 50. He said, "This is my comfort and my affliction, for thy word has quickened me." Oh, praise our God. Jesus said in John 6:63, "It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Oh, the message in these passages, scriptures we just read, is to know and live God's word to the fullest. Praise our God. I don't know about you. I can't live without the word of God. And I'm not going to try. I'm not going to try to live without Almighty God either. I'm going to live for Almighty God the rest of my life. Oh, by the grace of God, saints of God, we got to go on. You see, God's word, as we said, is the spirit, is our sword in this spiritual battle that you and I are in. Turn with me to 2 Peter, the first chapter, and let us look at what he says there in that scripture. 2 Peter 1. Praise our God. He says there in verse 19. He said, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart." Look what he said, knowing this, that no prophecy of the scripture is any private interpretation. He said, for the prophecy did not come. The prophecy came not, in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You know, saints, we're living in a time right now where people want to put God's word on trial. But God's word is not on trial. Either you're going to live by God's word or you're not going to live by God's word. People want to cross-examine God. They want to say, "Well, you know, I read over here this, or I read over that." But God's word doesn't contradict itself.
Amen.
It's going to stand even in these evil days in which you and I are living in. He told us in Hebrews 4 that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word will cut you coming and going. God's word can heal you. God's word can heal a sin-sick soul. He can take the dross out of a soul. You know, we're living in a time right now where people don't want to hear God's truth. They want to question everything. Oh, well, you know the Bible was written by men. But my Bible tells me, as we just read, they were holy men. Yeah. Holy men of God. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Praise our God. The word of God is not to be criticized. People today want to criticize the word of God. They want to point out what they believe to be flaws in God's masterpiece. The devil has entered into many's inner thoughts, and many are questioning in God, looking for mistakes, inconsistencies. What they say in criticizing the Bible reveals something about them. I haven't found anything in the word of God to criticize. My God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank God for his word. I thank God for the saints of God who study his word, who love his word, and will read his word and know what thus saith the Lord. I know, saints of God, we've gone over the word of God and the sword of the Spirit. We've considered all the armor that God has. But we would like to look at the provision that Paul has given for prayer. When he tells us in the word of God, turn with me back to Ephesians. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to finish. Had some obstacles in the way, but that's all right. God made a way. Amen. And Paul said, praying always with all prayer and supplication.
in the spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You know, when we put on the whole armor of God, this is not an armor right here. This is a provision.
Yeah.
But Paul puts it forth here, not as a weapon, but as a means for us utilizing the armor that God has already talked about. We sing a song, stand up for Jesus. Stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor. Each priest put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. You see, prayer is how we are to put on the armor of God. Prayer is important in our lives as Christians. It's a privilege that God has given to us. And I thank God for that privilege. I shared with my niece this morning. You see, on Tuesdays we have intercessory prayer at 10:30. We've been praying for lost souls. We've been calling out the names, and we're praying for the saints too. And we've been praying and calling out names. And I said to her this morning, I said, you know, we've been praying for you and your sister, praying for Brother Brandon, Sister Chanel also, to come into the house of God. Come back to the house of God. It's just one time, come back to the house of God. I said to her, but I didn't know that God was going to bring you this way. I'm only saying what's on my heart. The saints know we've been praying. We've not only you, we've heard from God. Saints of God, we are seeing a change. There are those we've been praying for. We've been holding them up to Almighty God. And we've been praying earnestly for them to come. And we've been hearing from the saints of God how that God is working in a lot of their family members' lives. And what God is doing for them. We heard from one saint where a child said that, you know, they want to get saved. They want to come to church, I should say. But they want to come and join church. But we know that we got some teaching to do there because we don't join the family of God. You're born into the family of God. We have another one where we've been praying for a soul who's unsaved. During the snow, they were out there. Car ran off the road. They got out and jumped down on their knees and began to call out to Almighty God. We have another saint's nephew who said couldn't sleep at night. Got up and said, keep sending me the morning text. We have another saint whose mother said, keep calling out their names. Another saint, the saint said that they had an individual, a loved one they wanted to talk to about Jesus. And they kind of figured they might have a little battle when they went to talk to him. And I'm using the word battle not in a mean way, but they knew there might be a little bit of strain there. But when they went to that individual, we've been calling that individual's name out. And they said to them about God, speaking to them about Almighty God. And they said, I know. They were humble, had a humble spirit. All saints of God, we're hearing. We've come here on Tuesdays about God's business, about bringing souls, because souls need to be saved. Souls need to come to Almighty God. Time is winding up. We're on the verge right now going into war. Folks are dying every day. COVID is taking lives of men and women and children every single day. Heart attacks, strokes, various things folks are dying from. And many are not saved. Many do not know God as Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we have an opportunity, saints of God, to pray for lost souls, to pray for mankind to come to Almighty God. Paul said in our scripture reading, he said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You may say, well, Sister Renee, Paul says there to pray for the all saints of God. Yes, but turn over and look at what he says in 1 Timothy, the second chapter. Paul says here in this scripture, he said, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Saints of God, if we want a peaceful life in this world to be able to lead, we are going to have to offer up prayers for our president, vice president, our Congress, Republicans, Democrats, independents, whoever you might be, we've got to pray for them. He said, who will have all men? He said in verse 3, excuse me, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Do we believe that, saints? Amen. Do we believe that? We believe that God is able to do what he has said he will do in his word. Our God can save. Our God can heal. Our God can bring about all kinds of things if the people of God will get busy in doing the things of Almighty God. As I shared with you, saints of God, let us keep praying. Let us not get weary in well-doing. Let us remember the commentary I read to you where he said, we don't know what God is doing. You don't know how the events of life are affecting them. You can't see what the Lord is doing in their lives. They might be closer to that moment of repentance and faith than you think they are. Keep on praying for them. Redouble your efforts. Don't stop lifting up their names until they get right with the Lord. The Lord is using the events of life, the secret work of the Holy Spirit, the word of God, your witness, the witness of other believers, and 1,000 other things to reveal to them their sin and their need of a Savior. Keep praying and keep believing. You never know when the power of God will break through. And I believe the power of God is beginning to break through. If the Lord wills, we will continue this message next Lord's Day. God bless you. It's my prayer. Thank God for his word. Amen. Mm-hmm. The whole armor of God. Praise our God. We're exhorted in the word, and even in the responsive reading, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because the devil does have wiles, and he is using them daily. And if you don't have the power of God, if you don't have on the whole armor of God, if you're unsaved, then you can't stand against the devil. Because the devil has power that mankind in their own strength cannot stand against. And people find themselves doing things that they never thought that they would do. They find themselves in places that they never thought that they would be. They find themselves saying things that they never thought would ever come out of their mouths. But that's the enemy. Because they don't have the power of God in them to resist that. That's what this message is about. Put on the whole armor of God. But in order to put on that armor, first we've got to take off all those trappings of sin and self and be saved, be justified. Because it even says that what we're wrestling against is not flesh and blood,
people may say, well, I'll just, you know, I've made a new resolution with first part of the year, and I'm working my resolution, and things are going to work out for me. But not if the devil has his way.
That's right.
And he's going to have his way unless we have the power of God in us. As we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why that verse 13 that we read, the wherefore, because of these things, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. We can withstand the devil if we have the power of God in us. Amen. It says, and having done all to stand. And that 10th verse said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If we have the strength of God, there's no power on earth that can take us down. When we are resolved to stand for the Lord, there's no power cometh. But without God, we can and will be overcome.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for this message. We thank God for the messenger. Pray that if there are any that don't know the Lord, seek him while he may be found. You can be an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. I'm looking at in Titus 3:7 that says that being justified by his grace, because by grace we're saved through faith and not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That says that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So we can be an heir of eternal life. But we have to be justified. We have to give up the sin business. We've got to be saved while there is yet time. Amen.
Amen.
What shall we sing?
660.
Number 660 in the worship of the Lord. Shall we stand? Number 660 in the worship of the Lord. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us.
Amen.
Of course, we have to want to be led, don't we?
Amen.
We have to want to be led.
Amen.
And if he is a shepherd, then we have to be the sheep.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much as we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us, for our youth thy full prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine, we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. We are thine, do thou befriend us. Be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us. Seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, hear thy children when they pray. Blessed Jesus, hear thy children when they pray.
Amen. This song. It's acknowledging our Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And that we need his tender care.
Yeah.
In thy pleasant pastures feed us, for our use thy folds prepare. But it's not just Jesus doing all of this and we don't have anything to do. Because the latter part that says, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. And if we are his, then we have a responsibility to obey his word.
Amen.
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
And the word of God tells us that his commandments are not grievous. So God is not going to ask us to do something that we can't do. When we surrender to him, we will do what he wants us to do. We often hear people give a testimony that I want to be all that the Lord would have me to be.
Mm-hmm.
But do you really?
Mm-hmm.
For some, it's I want to be all that the Lord would have me to be as long as that's what I want to be too at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have another agenda, then, yeah, I might have to go take it to the Lord, talk to him about it and see. There are people who think that they can get the Lord to change his plan.
Mm-hmm.
For them, but that is not so.
Amen.
The Lord has a path. The Lord has a plan. The Lord wants to order our steps in his word.
Amen.
And when we give ourselves over to him, he will do that faithfully.
Yes, he will.
And he will never take us to a place that he can't keep us.
Amen.
That second verse said, we are thine. Now, that's saying something right there. That's saying that you've surrendered. That's
mm-hmm.
saying that we have surrendered to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
that we have given up all
mm-hmm.
to our Savior. We are thine. Do thou befriend us. Be the guardian of our way.
Mm-hmm.
Keep thy flock from sin. Defend us.
Mm-hmm.
Seek us when we go astray. But we've got to take a stand against the enemy of our soul, the enemy of our flesh, the enemy that would try to have us be halfway, by our mind, halfway in the kingdom, but perhaps not all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has no halfway house.
That's right.
Amen. The Lord does not have a halfway house.
Praise God. Amen.
Either you are in prison of sin or you are all the way free.
Amen. Praise God.
From sin.
Thank you.
So we can't straddle
Amen.
With the Lord.
Okay,
we get that. Well, I'm in the Lord's halfway house right now. I was talking to a man who, in fact, receives the morning message.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing some work in our house, and he said, "Well, he said I used to be a bad sinner." He said, "But now I'm just a plain old sinner." And I said, "You don't have to be a sinner at all. That's God gave his son to die that we should not serve sin."
Mm-hmm.
We can't say that I'm better than I was because I was a horrible sinner and now I'm just a plain old sinner. Well, either kind will get you a ticket to hell.
That's right.
You know, and that's something that sometimes people don't understand. They think, well, you know, I'm not as bad as I used to be,
mm-hmm.
but are you acceptable to God? Because mm-hmm. God sets the standard.
Amen.
Praise God. And I remember, some of you remember Brother Malone from years
yeah.
ago. And I remember, I was a young person, but I remember Brother Malone saying, if you're going to go to hell,
mm-hmm.
don't go hoboing, don't go hypocriting
mm-hmm.
and hoboing
mm-hmm.
and sneaking and doing right when saints are around and then doing wrong when you think nobody's looking. That's going to hell as a hobo.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you're going to go to hell, go all the way. Just do it up, because the end will be the same.
Yeah, yeah.
But we can't be halfway for God. And this is a lovely psalm, and we want to put the emphasis, it's not the Lord doing everything.
That's right.
If the Lord is leading, if he's a shepherd and he's leading us, and we have to ever follow in his footsteps. If there's one who will say, you pray for me. Is there one who has a need? You can come and you can pray here. Someone will pray with you. Or in the prayer room. Someone will meet you there and pray with you. Having compassion. Having love. It's a loving thing. God, because of God's love, he allows an altar of prayer that we can come to. He allows those who know him who can come and pray with you and show you the love and compassion of God and the fact that God wants to save you and he wants to keep you because it's not his will that any be lost. Amen. Even one would raise their hands and pray for me.
Amen.
Remember me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We need the Lord.
Amen.
We need God because none of us are sufficient of ourselves to do anything for ourselves. Our sufficiency has to be in God. Amen. 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 We saw the upraised hands.
Amen.
We'll sing that last verse. There's one. Come to an altar or even when we finish singing this last verse. Feel to didn't raise your hand before. You feel to say, raise your hand and say, pray for me.
Amen. Early let us seek thy favor. Early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosom fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast loved us.
Truly he does.
Amen.
He has loved. He loved enough to give his life.
Amen.
That we might be saved.
Amen.
Thank God for the word. Amen. We saw the upraised hands. So we're going to look to the Lord and thank him for his word. Ask him to remember all the upraised hands. Perhaps those who have a desire on their heart but didn't feel to raise their hand today. That doesn't mean that we won't continue to pray. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you for your word. Thanking you, dear God, for your spirit, dear God, that you poured out, dear God, on this service. Lord, that you poured out, dear God, on the preacher. Lord, the spirit that you poured out on the hearers, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would continue to preach, Lord, to our hearts and to our minds, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that your spirit cannot be confined by four walls, dear God. But we know, Lord, that your spirit is able to continue to preach to hearts and minds, dear God, even after we've left this building, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, Lord, to help us, Lord, to rehearse your word over and over in our hearts, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for the word that you have sent. We thank you, dear God, for your messenger. And we pray, dear God, you would continue to bless and anoint her from on high, dear God. Father, we pray, dear Lord, that you would help us, dear God, to think on your word, dear God. Help us, Lord, to measure to your word, dear Father. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that we cannot avoid your word, dear Father. Lord, by your word, dear God, we're going to be judged, dear Father. And, Lord, according to your judgment, dear God, Lord, our names will be found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, or our names will not be there. But, Lord, it will all be determined, dear God, by how we walk according to your word. So we pray, dear God, that you would remember us, help us, dear Father, Lord, to walk according to your statutes, dear God, and your commandments. For, Lord, you have created man. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would remember each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would supply, Lord, the needs, dear Father, that were represented by the hands that were raised, dear God. For, Lord, we want to be all, dear Father, that your word wants us to be, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to walk worthy, Lord, of this vocation wherewith you have called us, dear God. For we realize, dear God, that salvation is not a hobby. Salvation is just not something that we do in our spare time. But salvation, Lord, is every moment of every single day, dear God. Every thought of our heart, dear God. Lord, we're thinking on thee, dear God. Lord, we're giving it to thee, dear Father, knowing, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to direct our path. Father, we pray, Lord, for those who maybe did not raise a hand, dear God, at this time, but, Lord, your spirit was still speaking, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that they would, Lord, allow your spirit, Lord, to speak to them, dear Father, and listen, dear God, with their heart's ear, Lord, that they may be saved, dear Father, whether they're listening on the phone, dear God, or on the system, dear Father, or whether it be in this building, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you are able to save, for, Lord, you saved us, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, Lord, in our hearts and minds, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that others may be added to the kingdom, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that, Lord, souls, dear Father, who have heard your word, dear Father, might come to your word, dear God, Lord, and not reject it, dear God. For we know, dear Father, Lord, that if they're rejecting your word, Lord, they're rejecting you, dear Father. And, Lord, there's no salvation in that. Have your way, dear God, and truly, dear Father, Lord, we're going to, Lord, lift you up, dear God. We're going to be examples of believers, dear Father. And again, Lord, we're praying, Lord, for those, Lord, who are not yet believers, dear God. But, Father, we're praying, dear God, that they're not far from the kingdom, dear Father. And, Lord, that you would continue to speak to their hearts and draw them with cords of love, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you, dear Father. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves concerning the message? Amen. Amen. I thank God. Thank God. Amen. Even though, as Pastor Jenkins says, we've been studying in that sixth chapter of Ephesians for several weeks now, I believe it's gone into months now, and yet, no message is like the message that was the week before. It's all the Spirit of God is teaching us and showing us something different each time, something that we need. And so we thank God. We just thank God. Amen. The Holy Spirit being our teacher and our guide and how he uses Pastor Jenkins. We just thank God for that. For our announcements. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." Amen. So you see, we have an obligation to pray one for another. But in order to do that, we have to make sure that our relationship with God is such that we can get a prayer through. Amen. Thank God. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." The November Turkey Giveaway canister is always open for donations. It is accepting donations, and donations are being given steadily. We thank God for that. Even we realize that this is February, but last year this time we said it's February, and then we looked around again. It was time to start preparing. So, amen. So we continue to pray for that work. Pray for God's guidance in it. Wednesday night Bible study is conducted at 7 p.m. by phone, and we thank God for that. We thank God there are saints who would not be able to come out if we were meeting here in the building, and that was begun during COVID, the beginning of COVID, back in the early part of 2020, and continues on, and we thank God for Bible study by phone. But phone tree, I guess you'd almost call it. And again, please remember to turn off your phone an hour before service, just to, if anything funny is going on with it, and then turn it back on just before 7 p.m. And even as Brother Levester brings requests, even on Tuesdays, we're going to pray that our reception will be good. There will not be a lot of static. There will not be the echoing. God is able. We pray and acknowledge God in all things. And so we are praying that God will bless and we'll be able to get full benefit out of the Bible study and the testimonies that come and the saints bring and encourage our hearts. So that's Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Happy birthday blessings this week to Sister Beverly Carroll on Tuesday, February 15th. And we're so thankful. So thankful. Reaching, I guess, that would be one would call a milestone. There are different milestone birthdays as you go along. And we praise God. She gave her testimony in Sunday school. And we thank God for Sister Carroll and how God is just continuing to bless her and what a blessing she is to all of us. And how God is using her as a missionary. Amen. Our bus drivers for February, we thank God for blessing Sister Millicent and Brother Thomas Mann. They were scheduled for driving on today, and we always pray for the bus driver for the coming week. So we thank God for blessing them and giving them traveling mercies. Please pray this week for Sister Melita. She is scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. So please lift her up in prayer this week that the Lord will bless, keep her, and give her traveling mercies. Our thought for today, if you want to stay out of trouble, stop hanging around the devil's workshop. Amen. Because the devil will put you to work, won't he? He will put you to work. Amen. We thank God for all that he is. So glad to see so many relatives who are here. Please express yourselves if you would like to have something to express. We're just so glad to see you. We love you. As Pastor Jenkins said, we called your names in prayer. And we just love you and so glad to see you. We'll continue to lift you up in prayer. Amen. Amen. Yes, Sister Kiba, glad to see you. Thank the Lord. Amen. Good to see you. Amen. Brother Brandon, you don't have anything you want to tell us? Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, we understand that we're told in God's word that for
Sister Blake, this is Sister Francine.
Yes.
And I wanted to just thank you all for your prayers for me and my surgery. And I'm doing a lot better. I thank the Lord for that. And my pain is not real severe. They thought it would be. I'm really not taking a lot of pain medicine at all. So I thank the Lord for that. And I thank him that I was able to come home on Friday. It was Friday when I got home. So I thank the Lord that everything did go well, as the doctor told Minister Allen, that everything went well. And I can feel the itching already over that area.
Amen.
So I said, well, Lord, thank you. The healing is beginning. And so I just want to give the saints thankfulness for their prayers, consistent prayers for me, for my health and everything. And as you already said, just continue to hold the family in prayer as we go through this difficult time. We love you all, and we pray, still praying that God will just have his blessed way with those who aren't saved, that they will come in before it's everlasting too late.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Sister Fran, and we prayed that God would lessen your pain. We pray that God would lessen your pain. And thank you for letting us know that he answered our prayers. Hey, praise our God. We understand that
the scripture that we're told, little children, love one another, for love is of God. And we know that tomorrow is February 14th, and Paul Mark and Anthony Thomas and various other places have made a big, whole business out of celebrating what they call Valentine's Day. But we know that we don't just, in the same way that we don't wait just until Thanksgiving to be thankful to God. We don't wait until just Valentine to love someone or to express that love. And so we want to have something out for you.
And at the close of service,
everyone
is invited to go downstairs. You'll see some large Mylar balloons and a big 90 down there. And those balloons are floating above a table that has a cake on it.
A large cake.
And so we would invite everyone to go down and have cake as we thank God and celebrate our dear sister Carol's birthday. We just thank God for her.
This is Sister Paul. I want to thank God for the prayers of the saints on my behalf, and especially letting me hear the services that goes on in the church.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Praise God.
To Minister Renee, beautiful message, and I wrote down all scriptures so I would be able to go back and just read over them. You know, I know about the armor of God, but still, it was a beautiful message, and I forgot to give respect and honor for that. So forgive me for that, but the Lord bless you this morning.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Thank God. God is answering prayer. Truly, he is answering all of our prayers. Amen. Some who he has already answered. Others, we know that he will.
Amen.
Amen. So we just thank God. So everyone should have got their people back in the... All right.
Tatum, get one. Ann Liam, get one.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I just thank the Lord because you know that usually on Valentine's Day we something is passed out to the, 1 year, but it was just to the children. And then that was back a ways though. We all children now, so we thank God for that. A special thank you to Sister Maria, who also was a part of. Amen. So I thank God, truly thank God for Sister Maria, because in fact, she was more proactive because the time was getting closer got away from me, and I forgot. It's a kind of thing where you might remember a day or two before, and then it's a whole lot of work to have to try to get done. But Sister Maria was right on point a few weeks before. So I thank God for Sister Maria with all that she has to do with her two little ones to think about the saints, and that's a truly a blessing. Amen. But that's just like the people of God. Amen. Shall we stand? Again, there is cake downstairs. Please, there's a big cake. Please get some cake. That's right. Pastor Jenkins says, please eat it. Amen. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. We'll ask Sister Millicent, would you please dismiss us?
Father, these days are getting shorter, and we have so much going on in this world, and we need that armor for us.
Dear God,
we ask you to help your children, Holy Spirit, those that know thee not, ask you to precious Savior. They hear your precious voice, dear God, and they ask their Father, cry out to thee, but not what must I do, that they too can put on full armor. For God, days are being short, dear Heavenly Father. We must be eternally. That word is a strong word when you say eternally, that never ends.
My Lord.
Father, we ask that you'd also go with us as we go down to partake of the cake, dear Father, celebrate of your sister, cousin, our loved one, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, of all you've done for us, we ask that you would bless her.
Please, Lord.
Father, we pray and we just say thank you, dear God, for all of our sins. Lord, we've got three that are in our 90s.
Yes, Lord.
Father, several many years ago, we had several that were in our 100s. At one time, dear God. And now we have three that were almost three in their 90s. Father, we're asking that you would bless us. Lead, guide, and protect us, Father. Lord God, that we may enjoy the fellowship one with another.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you to all bless us in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Sister Holmes.
All right, Sister Marie.